joining me now, Kathy Branzell. She is my friend in real life. She is my sister in Christ. She is the head of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And I'm going to just read to our listeners, Kathy, just the read-in on the story that we're about to talk about, because this is, I want them to know, I want them to know what everybody knows before you tell us what nobody knows. So the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a residential fire at 2:41 a.m. on Saturday, October the 5th. Deputies were unable to enter the house due to the severity of the flames. And when Forsyth County Fire Department personnel arrived, they discovered the mother had escaped, but found two children, Sean, age 12, and Morgan, age 9, deceased in an upstairs bedroom. This is a story that is tragic in any community. It's tragic for any family, but this is your family story. So, Kathy, thanks for being here today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me. We just, as you and I talked, we decided that this is something horrible that God could use, and only in His strength that we could share a testimony in this horrible tragedy and test that we've gone through, to lift other people up and to really prepare in prayer, which is the only reason that we've gotten through this, is God's strength, but being prepared in a relationship with Him to get through days like this.
Prepared in prayer. I want to talk about that. But I think that to lay the groundwork, if you're willing, let's take people to, you know, the moment that you heard the news that no one could ever be prepared to hear. And because I think that there's a couple of layers of testimony here for you and I as mature Christians to be able to prepare others to respond better than they may initially be led to respond when they get the kind of news that we're talking about getting. So how do you hear and respond in the moment?
Yeah. So, and just so the listeners understand, so my cousin Robin, her bedroom was on the main floor of the house, and there's a lot of stonework. There was a lot of stonework around the outside of her wall, and when she awoke, because she was sweating and thought the air conditioner had broken, and opened her bedroom door there on the main floor, and the children's bedrooms were upstairs. The house was completely engulfed in flames. It was a gas fire believed to be caused by the stove in their house. And gas fires burn very fast and very quickly. There's often not a lot of smoke, and so smoke alarms do not go off in a gas fire many times. So she was able to escape straight out of the garage door when she realized she couldn't get through the flames. There wasn't much left to the house even at that time. So when I got the call that this had happened, my initial response, my heart ached for Robin. There was this shock of, this is a bad dream, I'm going to wake up. And then within seconds, I immediately began to pray. Just can't imagine that kind of loss. Can't imagine. Robin was one of those moms, I don't know that she ever handed her kid any kind of screen and said, here, entertain yourself. That she was so involved in their lives, and they were always going to do something. They were always outside doing something, hiking and at the pool, or riding their bikes and playing sports, and just this day in and day out of activity together. And even at the funeral on Monday, I just said to her, she kept saying, I should have held them longer. I should have told them I loved them more. And I said, you know, you gave them a lifetime of attention and affection in their few short years. And so just being able to reflect on the mom that she was, the memories we have, but most of all, to just set ourselves in prayer, in God's strength and as our stronghold, as our strong tower, as our refuge, as our strength. That's where we've had to walk in the last 12, 13 days.
God as our refuge and strength, God as our strong tower. We're going to come back to those images in just a moment as we talk with Kathy Brenzel about how each and every one of us needs to be preparing now in prayer for the reality of that which is not only utterly unexpected, but should at some level, like for all of us, be anticipated as we live in a fallen and broken and dying world. So that's up next, Preparing in Prayer with Kathy Brenzel. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Kathy Brenzel, coordinator for the National Day of Prayer Task Force, about preparing in prayer for news we're really never prepared for, particularly that which is just tragic and devastating in our own lives. So, Kathy, talk about how we do this and the importance of it. Why does every Christian need to be preparing in prayer today for the news of tomorrow?
Well, I was thinking about how we talk about how, life is a battle. We talk about spiritual warfare. Jesus told us, in this world, you will have trouble. And so as prayer warriors, then how do we prepare to be on the front line? You've got to go to boot camp. You have to be prepared. You don't sign up for the military one day and find yourself at war the next. And so what do we do to prepare to be strong? And you and I like to talk a lot about apologetics, and that's the defending of our faith, usually to or with someone who either wants to learn about faith or they're tearing it down. And in these days of trials and tragedies, disappointments, all of those things, sometimes we have to defend our faith to our own flesh. And against the enemy who would dare to tempt us to be angry or anxious. And so in that, I just started jotting down in the last few days just five quick points of how thankful I am that God had me prepared in prayer and how we need to continue to strengthen ourselves. And so the first one is, know what you know about God, because he is unchanging. So our circumstances change all the time. Our moods change all the time. Our, things come at us every day, small and big, and horrendous on some days. And circumstances always change, but God doesn't. And so we were just remembering this past week that God is the same powerful, amazing creator of the universe, that he was and is to come 5 minutes before the fire and the breath after the fire, that he is unchanging. And so my faith doesn't rely on my circumstances. It relies on him and him alone. And then that leads into the second thing, because we know and learn about him through his word. And so we needed to take every thought captive and meditate on his word and his character. God did give us a life instruction manual. It's his love letter. It's his word. And as he doesn't change, the rules and the rewards don't change. His word doesn't change. And so as we go through triumphs or we go through trials, his word is the same and it carries us through. And so you can imagine in times of tragedy, you tend to think about it. You tend to think about what was happening in that moment and what the future even looks like. And you play it on a loop in your head. But his word says, take every thought captive. And so I would grab the trash. I would grab the pain and my imagination that would run wild. And I would replace it with scripture. I know whom I have believed in. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him to this day. I remember his faithfulness from the past, and I remind myself and I tell others about it as my testimony. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways higher than ours. And so I would just pray, Lord, lift me up to your thoughts and the heights of your ways. We want to have the mind of Christ. And so mm-hmm. I didn't want to spend a lot of time trying to figure out the hurt. I wanted to spend a lot of time seeking him and just staying focused on him. The third piece is to resolve. So today, right now, because resolving is an ahead of time decision, resolve to abide and not run and hide. Mm. Stay close to him. Interestingly, resolving is like a fire drill or a tornado drill that we go through. You have a fire drill. You go through fire drills at school and work to be prepared, because in times of real tragedy, of a real tornado, a real fire, a real emergency, you're flooded with all these chemicals in your brain that shuts down your decision-making process. But if you've gone through the drills, there's like this muscle memory in your brain. There's a highway already marked in your brain of what you're going to do and where you're going to go and how you're going to do it. That's a resolve. And so resolve that you're going to stay in him, with him, and not be paralyzed by the emotions of the moment.
Hmm. Good. What's number four?
Number four is a daily drill of praying without ceasing. Hmm. Prayer is a conversation with your constant companion, Jesus, who never leaves you or forsake you. It's a daily building up of his presence and his word and his ways. And it's more than just a spiritually healthy habit. It's a lifestyle. And so prayer becomes your go-to. Prayer becomes your conversation with Jesus, whether you're seeing something beautiful or experiencing something tragic. And I was so grateful that in the moment, I mean, just still on the phone with my mom, who was telling me this news and, you know, saying, you need to go get to Robin now. That my immediate response was just to turn to Jesus as if he was sitting next to me, because he always is, and to start talking to him about this and asking him for strength and asking him for what to say, and just handing that over to him. And then finally, the fifth one, and it might sound silly, but hopefully not to radio listeners, is that in our lifestyle of worship that we live, a lot of times turning to singing. Now, we often think of just worship. We go, oh, we went to worship. And so we just think of singing, but our life is a worship of giving and working and prayer and serving and teaching and all those things. But going to the singing part, I have gone to the hymns and to even current Christian music over the last week. You know, I think it's Zephaniah 3:17 says the Lord sings over us. Mm. And I just had this picture of how a mom will sing over her infant when she's trying to calm it. When talking to a baby doesn't work, when reasoning with a baby doesn't work, you know, even with toddlers, you tend to hold them and sing over them. And so I've been singing it as well with my soul, and because he lives, and I raise a hallelujah. Mm, and so I just want our listeners to know heaven really does come down and fight for you. So never cease to increase your prayer life for days like today and the unknowns of tomorrow.
Kathy Branzell, thank you so much. We'll continue this conversation in the future. Friends, we'll be right back.